Insanity We Trust production.
Hello, and welcome back to part two of session four of Arrakis After Him. So, where we left things off, Jared and I have finished reading a letter from the Manipulator General. And the band were planning on how they were going to get back down through tower again to go and deal with the Hashrakites who are apparently infesting the lower levels. Now, Jaradar folds the letter back up, looks over at Valin, obviously the deliverer, gestures with it in a vague, all-encompassing manner. They've found something in the underworkings that they want me to unlock for them.
Okay.
I have no interest in leaving. They will not take no for this answer. The Manipulator General appears to believe it is highly significant.
What's the underworking?
What is the underworking?
I thought for a second he meant the underworkings of his tower, but presumably he doesn't mean that.
There are several sites in Carthagia where the diggings have found underground galleries and structures. Some of them are umbral, some of them may or may not be. They're closely guarded, of course. A man like me was able to access many of them in my time due to my expertise. But outsiders rarely see them, if ever.
Would it be possible for you to pass this expertise on to someone, such as I? Perhaps I could unlock this for him instead of you, so then you don't have to grieve the tower.
He frowns. You would be willing to do that for me?
Yes.
This would be in service of a state, of a nation that is not yours, I believe. You do not look Carthagian.
No, I am not of Drak.
And
of Drakath, in fact.
And if this was unlocked, would it give Carthagia a significant advantage over Nasiria, for example?
There's a question.
That depends on what is within the null containment zone that they wish me to unlock. They don't know entirely, from what is written here. But the Manipulator General promises more details on my arrival in Carthagia. There is enough here to pique my interest, but not enough to make me attend. Then you would serve as a proxy for me?
I would, yes, if you would impart the knowledge on me.
Well, let's make a deal with the Carthagians down below first.
It is what I came here for, the knowledge.
I hope you will not find it insulting if I say that as yet I do not entirely trust you. You are a newcomer to this tower. You're a Thorminir, and that does not mean I consider you a rival, but it means I know the very secrets that I once craved when I was your age.
Of course, I understand. Gather up the monkey from
and
the
yes.
from the oscillator.
Some reason you have a monkey around.
This is a possibility I had not considered. That there might be one with the expertise here to pass this and to serve as a proxy in this matter. If I send Bright Spider with you, then that might serve
as a communication
device. I will need to assess your capability, but that can come later.
Of course.
First, we'll see whether you survive what this tower has to offer.
Are you sure this is something you wish to do? I'm not concerned so much as about her acting as your proxy, but whatever this thing the Manipulator General wants, and what impact it might have on my own nation.
The letter is waved again. It is a containment field. An umbral one, they believe.
Containing what, though?
Well, that is the question, isn't it?
Precisely.
Something that is unlikely to be much larger than man-sized, given the specifications that uneducated fool that the General has given here. He knows everything of the science of twisting flesh, but nothing of the science of turning metal.
But something the size of man can still be dangerous.
Of course.
So what are the risks we are taking giving him what he wants?
He shrugs. Why, there is no risk for me. I see no risks in giving him what he wants. Your Nazirian friend here may consider otherwise if it turns out to contain something that can be used against Naziria in conflict. But how likely is that? I do not know.
If you go to Carthagia, I cannot come with you. I've thought of the Manipulator General's schemes once before. I don't know whether... I'm not sure whether or not I'm personally known to him, but... Let us say that I'm not on the best of terms with his agents.
Will he remember you?
The manipulator
outside did not seem to recognize you. And besides, from the inside, you will have a better chance to make sure that whatever it is we find is not going to be used against Naziria.
I might have worked for the manipulator before, but it doesn't mean that he's going to recognize me. I expect such an honor.
Well, the monkey seems amused with this proposition.
If you come, then I can promise... If this pans out, then I can promise you that... I will do my best to make sure that you know what it is before we unleash it.
I am not concerned with the ramifications for nations. I am concerned... I am intrigued by the nature of the machinery holding this stasis in place and by what may lie within. Your worries about Naziria, I am afraid, gain no resonance with me. But then it is not your decision to make. It is the decision of the young Thorminir, who suggested this plan in the first place. I, Magister Jared Dyer, would be happy to take you as a proxy in this matter if you survive and if you prove capable of handling the expertise that may be required. Go and speak to Asira unless you have anything else you wish from me. See if this deal finds her approval. Is there else that you seek from me?
Not at the moment.
I will remain here in my sanctum. I am unwilling to open myself to direct assault by whatever is plaguing my tower. They have been cutting off portions of the lower network, and I do not wish to expose my systems to whatever is being used to do that.
Do you have another way down that doesn't involve going back the way we came?
I did. However, I have lost access to several portions of the middle tower that had some of the transit mechanisms.
I see.
They were some of the first things that I lost contact with when the Hashrakites arrived.
They seem to know a lot. Where to strike with the vulnerable points. Come on, my monkey.
Perhaps the elders knew of the Umbrals.
It seems likely they coexisted after all.
Well, let's crack on. We have something to do here. The Thormanir here seems willing to offer a solution to the Carthagians. We have some Hashrakites to kill.
Hashrakites, the elder god.
Yep. Out of character, I've completely forgotten. I did read the vast amount of text about elder gods. Out of character, I've forgotten. So in character, I don't know. Hashrakites, then. Whatever.
Then shall we go and talk to your manipulator friend, says Dai Feng, and see if
Let's
we can seal a deal?
Yes.
Excellent. As I said, I will remain here. Clank, 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 as the steel bitch moves back towards the sarcophagus.
As we move down through the tower, will you be able to direct us to where the Hashrakites are?
When you are near one of my Arcane Effects installations, yes.
Okay.
However, if you seek out the focusing systems in the bowels of the tower, which will not be hard to find, I imagine you will find them.
Very well. Will you be willing to lend us any aid while we hunt them down.
Any systems we can bring online easily? You know,
you'll storm in here, maybe lightning to find something, don't
something helpful like that.
You get the whole bunch of the completely non-expressive giant steel skeleton man looking at you, going, "What?"
Is there a way you could help us physically?
Unfortunately, the damage to my confectors in the lowest levels is several of them have been destroyed. I will see what I can reach to from up here, but I can guarantee little. However, my doorways will be open to you, those that I still control.
Might Pick Wuffy be able to restore any of the arcana effects down there to operation?
Not the damage, not the ones that have been rent apart. She may be able to reconnect parts of the network if you prove capable of identifying and connecting Umbral technology.
We shall see.
Very well. And steps back into this thing and basically reintegrates into the central organ sarcophagus. And then a few minutes later, just he's completely been reabsorbed into the machinery and you would be hard to tell that he's in there. Behind you, the bolts rupturing and blowing back in, and the door is... bunch of expecting Carthagians outside.
So before we go there, out of character, is this a bad idea?
Could be.
Maybe.
No, but do you want to do this or not?
Yeah.
Well, no. It makes an interesting game.
Out of character, do you want to do this?
No.
Because if we don't want to do this,
out of character,
as a group...
Hell yes, in character, hell yes. But I think our answer should be out of character. Out of character, hell yes, possibly hell no with a lot of us.
You get to go into enemy territory. Have to go in disguise. Hey, there are Nazarians in Carthagia.
I'm sure there are traders and the like.
You could send your apprentice. They don't know how.
Not sending her by herself.
Minion, go forth.
And also, out of character conversation. You know, we all have to go because story.
So, yeah.
It would be a bit weird if, you know, we would have to make Damien have another character or something. I don't know.
Which,
so that's why
you're
I'm
the guy in the game group who likes this old stuff, but you know, we want to play these characters, so we all have to go. So I'd say, out of character, we've got a put hook, let's go with it. And you can whine about it a lot in character.
I've got an icon relationship with the manipulator general.
Yeah, I know.
It's negative.
It's negative. It's all
negative.
Positive,
it's still good.
Relationship. It's still
I've also got a negative relationship with the manipulator general, so
yep.
It's all good.
Yep. Nothing can possibly go wrong.
And I've got a positive one, so I'll drag you through
it. Conflicted.
Oh yeah, I made it conflicted because.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I didn't return from this mission, did I?
You didn't properly.
But I'm not entirely.
You got debriefed.
Yeah.
You think?
But I might have done something
but
wrong.
But you didn't remember. The
but thing. I don't know what I did wrong.
The military space said, "Oh, thank you for coming back. We appear to have the information we now need, and the stuff we have." And you're
thank
like,
you.
"What?
Fuck
thank
off.
You. Bye."
Yeah.
And like,
please leave us now.
What?
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with the manipulator general.
So I think
I've got the magistrate shadow for a relationship.
It's going to be interesting. So out of character, let's crack on with it.
Okay.
And
plus, I haven't even thought of that as a potential idea of actually doing that, so that's fine. Genuinely, this is not even...
Yeah.
I just didn't think of that. So that's fine.
No, but that's why I'm asking, because...
Yep. Okay, so you... and are you having any discussion amongst yourselves before you talk to the Carthagians, who are right there?
Okay, we didn't really have any warning to do so, right?
No.
Okay, well then, we're not then.
Yeah.
So let's just go on with it.
What's his response?
He said that he will, he may be willing to cooperate, but possibly not in the way you wish. However, we have to deal with the things that are in the lower levels of the tower first, before he gives you his final answer.
Yeah, trust me, yes. Yeah. What she said, it really does.
Not in the way I wish? What does that mean?
We will discuss this once we've dealt with the threat.
You'll excuse me if I would like a little bit more information now.
He's not willing to leave the tower, however, the wish of the manipulator general may still be fulfilled.
Let's just say he can't leave the tower.
And how would it be fulfilled?
Through a proxy.
A proxy.
Yeah.
And who is this proxy supposed to be?
That remains to be seen.
I stopped raising my arm in any way before she notices.
Definitely not pointing at Bukwafi.
Definitely not pointing at Bukwafi. I was just stretching my sword on.
Very well, that will have to do for now.
Yes, it is somewhat imperative that we stop the Asherites.
Asherites.
Asherites are here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're attempting to gain control of this tower.
We
and you're really just like baffled. the elder god whispering. Daifeng, the Hashrukites are the worshippers of Hashruk, the greater elder of Earth, Daemon Flesh, the greatest great forger of servitors and similar and strange blasphemies that served it.
I nod dutifully as if it made complete sense.
They're around the flesh forgers and similar.
Oh yes.
In many ways, the manipulators could say they owe an angel of their craft and art to him, to it. But that would be a very unwise thing to suggest amongst large numbers of manipulators. And besides, I'm not sure it's particularly relevant that we use art. We use arts that the elders created in some ways originally. Says Nephias itself wove so much of the magic we use now into the world. The Carthaginians are issuing orders. It's going down the command chain, and they're basically sort of getting to pack up and boot up. The manipulator turns to you. I cannot move my men as a group somewhere in India, and I will have to leave some here with them. I will not go. I will not gather everyone, including the injured, and shuffle them down. So it seems we're going down, then. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Down to the bowls, looking for the power sources
and focusing mechanisms.
I see.
Or what he said, kind of thing. Yeah.
What he said.
Really well. And is there anything else that we need to be made aware of on this journey down?
No. Only when we find these mechanisms, we'll find the Hashrukites. I keep having an in-character, out-of-character failing to be able to say this.
The vile daemon itself was called Hashruk.
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 Hashruk. Them. Anyway, we'll find them.
In some ways, it is heartening that the common man does not know the name of the four great blasphemers, but in other ways, it's so disturbing. It's a stifling.
It's funny.
Either way, time is pressing.
So many things appear to have been wiped out of our region.
They appear to have arrived here shortly before you, so they had time to set up, perhaps.
Now do open it again. I'm just going to stay closed. Stupid thing.
Very well, let us move. They gather up a chunk of their men. The bulk of their guys coming with them, but there's a small team that's being left back with the small squad of men left back with the engine. So with all the Carthaginians and the Draka deputy and Duel, you've got quite a large mob here essentially. You've been making your way back down the tower. So currently following the same path you led up.
And there's the Carthaginians know better.
No, they came this way because they didn't take the other door into the laboratory because apparently it has there's some sort of crystalline construct in there that formed when they tried to enter and it was extremely hostile, so they backed the fuck out of there and went another route instead.
It didn't form for us, or did we just not
you just didn't go in, you just stuck your head in and went, we're not going to go that way. Turns out that was probably a good idea. So but anyway, you're starting to make your way back down through the galleries of this upper area.
Are they taking the lead?
There's lots of people, so it's not really a lead, I guess.
I'm just wondering if they're sending their light troops ahead.
At this point, no, because they are. You're moving through the upper galleries and things.
They're pretty
still.
Sure they know what the yeah. There.
They're probably shouldn't be splitting up anyway.
Pethio, that cackling is growing and going in your ears again. Insistent.
Hear the laughter again.
What? No, I can't hear it this time.
I'm still not hearing anything at all.
I turned to Asira. Can you hear the laughter?
No, I don't think so.
I can't hear a thing.
Quickly, is there anybody missing from any of our retinues? Oh my god! Bob's missing!
Not Bob!
Another of the Dracodepti's men is gone.
Didn't you just hear him scream?
Wait.
No, this was Kishuna.
But that kind of laughter is getting louder in your ears.
The laughter is getting...
Everyone can now hear a tinny noise echoing around through the pipes and vents and grills. It sounds almost like a warped and distorted laugh or cackle or giggle.
Okay, I really can hear it again. That's
growing, and everyone they can hear it's growing in volume. It's and then not... somewhere, rumbling in the building, of things in pipes.
Is this stuff to come out of this box? Well, definitely not kitty touch.
No.
Why is that? Let's box not... ended up.
Yeah, why is it open?
Because Kitty tried to open it. Or did Lulu?
I helped.
Bad Lulu.
No, she's not going to have a tantrum. She's going to want to open it now, aren't she? Right, okay, so you're moving through these chambers amongst these galleries. Gosh. And you're heading down, basically, this is happening, you're heading down a set of stairs down from one chamber to another. And this is the moment that Kitty is now having a tantrum.
Here you go, exchange. You can open this box.
Da, 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 da. Nope, it's not quite open enough. Oh, sorry, listeners, there's a baby who has to be allowed to open the box. Yay! Now, so heading down this gallery, this wide stairs. With the pipes and vents bulging and blistering out of the walls. There's strange decorations in the walls here. You think they're decorations. They're bulges and blisters and strange carvings almost, but they seem abstract and formless. The laughter is getting louder and echoing round. It's quite high-pitched, squeaky kind of noise. And then occasionally growing deeper, but largely louder. Separate to that is the occasional this guttural or glutinous howling and bellowing and metal hammering. And then whatever is in pipes is basically coming up two broad pipes on either side of the stairs. These might be big, wide pipes, well over the width of a man. And the metal starts to bulge and break, but still bulge and buckle. From something hammering to the outside.
Ready yourselves.
Ready, staff. Coils crackling.
Okay, could I have initiative rolls, please, from everyone?
Yay.
Everyone is human, roll twice.
Pipe music?
Yep, can I have
some
of
that? Pipe
music.
10 or.
How did we roll it?
10.
No.
Yeah?
Huh?
Do we roll initiative again?
What's it based off? I can't remember.
It's Dex Mod plus
level.
You got 15
plus
as well.
Plus D20?
Yes.
Yeah. Plus. You roll a D4.
Oh, yes, so that's good. D4?
He's taking the
You fist. Roll D4.
No, you roll D4.
Well, I got 20.
I roll D4.
Okay,
for
so
cat
starting
rolls.
On Iskander.
23, and Aisha got 24.
Iskander. Okay, okay, Balin.
15.
Okay. Lil one.
15.
Pethio.
6.
Ah! And the Quaffy?
20.
A tiny creature comes scurrying past, going up, up, up. It's the up gremlin. She's getting a bit frantic. She really needs focus.
My monkey is learning words.
Yep, up, up, up.
It's the very clever monkey.
It's the up gremlin. Okay, so you're all staring at the pipes being banged out when part of the wall explodes. crashes open. Basically, in a moment, about a half dozen of these things break in. Two of them come basically rip the metal of the pipes open, and others are coming through, they're smashing through the wall. A bit one of them basically punches up through part of the floor of the stairs here, just rips them up and grabbing some guy that comes up and slamming him against the wall. These things are pretty vile looking aberrations. They are six limbs. The bottom limbs are these bulky, muscly, powerfully banded legs, and the upper ones are more like sort of arm legs. Yeah, they have big claws on them. The body is squat broad, but squat in terms of their overall size, and they are about, each of these is about 9 foot tall. They're really quite big. The fur is matted and bloody. They are, and they're heavily furred, really shaggy. With these straight, the faces are the weirdest part of them, because they're almost quite human at the very core around here, and then there's more and more bestial the further away you go. But the mouths are like almost seem quite human, the main mouth here. Except as they come out, they're roaring, hooting, and the mouths are just splitting open too wide to reveal the mouth within. The behind the lips is far too big to be a human mouth, and studded with these rows and rows of shark-like teeth. And they're whipping long, muscly tails by them, slashing, whipping around. So these things come erupting out. You've got Beast Hunter, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a check on that. Mm-hmm. See if you've got it's int-based check, see if you know what the fuck these are.
Six.
I take it these aren't the sort of things I like to see in the mountains.
No. Sorry? Nine. These are probably, you haven't seen these, they're probably a servitor of some sort, but you have no fucking clue, you've never seen something like this before. I'm going to need the core book as well. Stats.
Just that's along.
These things have come erupting out. Your support battle here is two of them. The other four are for the myriad NPCs who are here, which I'm not, you know, going to be tracking all that. So
NPCs kick chair, and we kick chair these two.
So, we begin with Aisha is top of the initiative chain.
She's going to throw a javelin at it. She's standing close to Bikwafi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's listening, yay.
And she throws a javelin at the...
Okay.
One that's whichever one is closest to Bikwafi and herself.
Yeah, okay. It's one of the things that's just loomed out of, ripped out of one of the pipes. Arms come through, peeled it open, and come through. Basically, Matt ran from the massive maw.
15 versus armor class.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Well, I say it's a miss, it probably goes thunk.
Doesn't even notice.
Yeah. Okay, Iskander.
Steps forward towards the whichever one is closest to him, presenting a shield.
Mm-hmm.
his skin's already changed colour.
Yep.
And how far away are they?
They are in amongst the pack and people, because you're going down a broad staircase, but they've gone. Hello,
nearby.
We're monsters. We're here. Yeah, they're nearby. If you're
nearby.
I'm just wondering whether I can zap them with something without.
Yeah, if you're not engaging one, nothing engaged.
Yeah, mechanically everything is nearby. Nothing is engaged unless you choose to be with it, and then engage with it.
Do I want to have a go with some lightning for a laugh?
Since I actually used it, of course, it's meditation style, isn't it? So.
Psychic. It's a psychic blast.
Yep.
Fuck it. Why not? Because I may not get a chance to do it again.
Okay.
So steps forward, and there's a weird kind of distortion that goes that passes around him, and then a bolt. Basically comes out of his chest.
Okay.
Makes a horrible screeching sound.
Yep.
Charisma plus level. So plus 3. This is again. So 17 versus physical defense.
That's a hit. 3 damage.
And I rolled a 14. I rolled an even.
Yep.
So I can roll it against another one in range. It was an even that hit. So I'll do the first one first. So that does 11 psychic damage,
yep.
And 2 ongoing.
Yep.
Save ends, is it? It doesn't say, but I'm guessing it must be save ends.
Yeah, if it's ongoing damage, is always save ends.
And against another one. Oop. Ah, no, that's only 11 versus physical defense.
No.
Okay, so it arcs off, but doesn't do anything else.
Okay, that's a scandal. Right, Bikwafi.
I'm going to shoot lightning from my fingers at the one that's
Javelin. Okay. Was that saying, did you hit the same one that Aisha targeted?
Yes.
If that's the closest one to us, then yes.
Yep.
Don't think that would work, though, because it's only
12
versus
15. No, that's a miss, I'm afraid. Just lightning breaks off that. Sears a bit of it, ignores it. Okay. Bam. Okay, you two. Right, you're there going, huh? And something, which really makes you shudder, the war air by ripples on the ground. There is a shortish figure, it's about 3 foot tall, clad in long, flowing, almost rags or robes or fur or skin or hair, you're not sure. It's dark and somewhat shadowy, little clawed hands. The most obvious thing, though, is the mouth, which is a big slash of sharp, shark-like teeth in their grinning face. Gives them the same little go, guys. Argh! So, and the same to you as well, and this is the, where the giggling comes from. This is an evil spirit. So, that's a 16 versus AC.
No.
Okay. Clank on your armour. Oops. Clank on your armour. Bam! It disappears. And a puff of acrid smoke. Okay, that's 27 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. You take right. You take 5 damage and 5 ongoing acid damage. There's a hissing as it bites in. Gets a cackling giggles. It rears back with this bright slash maw dripping with blood and ochre, and bam, it disappears in a puff. Okay, that was the cackle-offs. Right, Valen and Lilwyn.
Okay.
Directions.
Spinning round. Tell us, you know, aware, I mean, actually, you're first. You get the end.
It doesn't matter which goes
okay.
first.
Spinning sort of almost on a point as I go and seeing the first thing ahead of me, I charge towards the thingy. In fact, nothing's engaged yet. It's all rage.
Just rage. They're nearby.
Nearby, but yeah, point blank javelin throwing and stuff. I barrel towards to intercept the one piling it towards Bickwaffy.
Okay.
Are there how many? There were a couple of them, right?
Two. There are 6 in total, but you're fighting 2 of them overall.
Okay.
The NPC.
Yeah. Okay. Are they both together enough that I can engage both of them?
No.
Okay, I just barrel towards the first one to do a
okay.
Basic melee attack.
Okay.
Can I first... Critical hit.
Okay, you do double damage.
Guess who's back on form?
Yeah.
It's double, isn't it? It's not like... okay, 6, and I roll twice or I double it?
No, just double it.
Just double it.
Okay, 10... 20 points of damage.
Okay. Slamming with the sword, hacking deep into one of them. There's a guttural howl, and again, this human-like mouth just peels right back off bone and sinew and sharp teeth. You're having a gurgle. Okay, little one.
So okay. He's engaged.
Yeah, yes. So it makes Flying Blade an opportunity because I'm engaged, so it makes it useful because it allows you to be a ranged sneak attacker, basically. And if you crit because of your feet, you do more stuff. Shortcut is you go and get stuck in too, which allows you to do basically the same thing, but allows you to add your sneak attack damage by default without having to bother to do stuff. But
it does put you next to the giant servitor monster, which is the risk of it.
Right, and being...
But it's better if you it's better if you miss. The advantage of that one is if you miss, you still do your sneak attack damage. But you have to have momentum, so that is not an option, because you haven't hit anything yet. And tumbling strike is you roll in and roll away. It doesn't require anything, so... That basically does the same thing, but you have to pass a disengage check in order to get away. But you're so ludicrously good at disengage, that's kind of something that you'll pass without trying.
Okay, tumbling strike, roll in, roll out, I hope for the best.
You basically run past it, stick it with a knife, and then run off before it's next.
Yeah, for you, it's a 2+ to tumble, isn't it?
Yeah, because she's got +5 by default, and she's got +5 from using that.
Okay. So, you're rolling in to stab. So you roll in, do the stab, then you make the tumbling check,
And you can apply your sneak attack.
Because he's engaged.
Because you can get it. So first of all, roll your hit.
So, 1.
Pretend you didn't roll that.
Okay, so...
If you had hit, you would roll some numbers.
But you didn't.
But you didn't, so you inflict 1.
Pretend... What do you say? Don't pretend you haven't rolled that. Okay, so basically, you roll in, takes what? You miss?
1 damage.
One damage. Does that give you momentum, or do you have to do it?
No, she has to hit.
Okay.
Momentum.
And now the tumble check roll away. This is the important thing.
Yep.
The tumble check roll away.
So you roll another d20.
And don't roll 1.
Normally you have to roll an 11 plus.
Yeah.
But you get +10 on this check.
So, you pass.
Okay, you're fine. So, roll in, take slash, it misses, and then you roll out again.
So,
you don't... That was the worrying thing, was if you got another one and got stuck next to the giant monster going... Hello.
Hi.
Just me and my
okay,
sticker.
That's Valen. Right.
I wanted to show you my deck.
Okay. So there, one of them has one of them has a Valen right in front of him. So it rears back. So this claw is coming and basically starts hacking and slashing. 20 is the lowest roll there. Is 20 a hit?
Yeah.
Okay. You take 20 damage from the 2 hits.
Bloody hell!
So it's ripping and tearing. Ah. Okay, that was that magnet.
No.
Right, the other one cast round
you.
Is
face.
That's interesting. Magic can happen before. Someone does around stabbing people.
Oh, I'm sorry. You magically heal?
Okay. Big Waffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one's piling towards you.
Okay.
So, armor class. That's a crap set. Is a 14 a hit?
Oh, I don't think that fits.
No.
A hit. Is a 16 a hit?
I don't think that is either, is it? Or it might be equals.
16 is a hit.
Okay. Shank, 10 damage.
Ouch. What does my shield do, by the way? Can someone check?
It pumps up your arm class against a single attack.
No, it allows
him. Oh, sorry, it allows you to make him reroll. Sorry.
As we actually see,
that was my bad.
So you might roll, and you have to accept the result of the reroll.
Yeah, because they could reroll.
You can get crit.
But that requires them to roll 20, so it's not very like.
Okay, but that is, that's like half my hit points in that area.
So yeah,
make him reroll.
So I think I'm casting shield, because it's reactive, so.
And then, is a 15 a hit?
No.
Okay, that's a miss. With the shield, a crackle of energy field rolls up and deflect the hit. Okay, Pethio.
Right, first of all, casting Halo on myself, so I boost all my defences up by two. And I wanted to get Blur out, but given how bad you are...
Medic!
My tactical decisions are being checked.
I heal everyone else, you heal me. Remember,
well, I want to keep myself alive as well, but...
You're not hitting you at the moment, though.
I can heal everyone else, you heal me, otherwise we're all fucked.
So yeah, I will charge into combat...
Yep.
Okay.
With the one that Valen
is fighting. Yeah, the one that Valen is fighting is a 16 to hit.
On what?
On the. What was it? Mangler's, the big.
No, what? Defense.
Oh, armor class, sorry.
Miss.
Crap.
Clank. Well, not clank.
You have to hit to peel.
Very soon. It has to be a natural.
Yes, it hits.
What's the flexible attack say?
Well, that's what it. That's, it'll tell you.
11. Trigger and roll, 11 plus.
Okay,
so
trigger roll, natural 11 plus. Doesn't need to be.
No, you don't.
I'd always read that as that had to be.
No.
If it says hit, it actually says like natural.
That case,
yeah. Otherwise, you'd be all screwed every time.
Yep. Okay, so roll your recovery.
Recovery. Okay, yep.
It's d10 plus 3 for you, isn't it?
Yep. 8. Okay, so that was Pethio. Aisha.
Yeah, on the stagger.
Just one more jab.
It takes one damage. Damage missed. Yep, okay.
So she backs up off away a bit from Big Waffy, so the thing can't reach her, and throws her other javelin.
Oh, I need the escalation die.
Did you bring?
We have one.
I don't know.
No, I know, but I wanted to see if we had a big one I could slot down.
Oh, no, we don't have
that's
a big
fine.
One.
Escalation die now on one. Okay, so Aisha.
So she backs away a couple of steps.
Yep.
Throws her remaining javelin into the one that's in Big Waffy's face.
The one you're attacking, Big Waffy's one. Okay.
12 versus arm class.
No, Iskander.
So she draws her short sword, but kind of steps away.
Iskander,
so.
Which one are you attacking? You've got one that's ripping Valen apart, one which is quite injured, and you've got one fighting Bequafi, which is not injured.
I need to get the one off Bequafi, really. I know it's not focus firing and all that, but I'd rather not see it being torn apart, so I'm going to charge in with that one. Trigger my... what's it? Elemental strike before I do.
Okay. Strike.
So I now get plus 3 to hit, in addition to my usual sheet. So 15 versus...
No, that's a miss, unfortunately. Okay. These guys are pretty scary opponents, these guys. They're not a bad roller, just they're really tough. Okay, that was... Big Waffy.
Wait, what does Color Spray do? I'm trying to find it.
It's an area attack.
It's an area attack. It's close. It hits 1d2.
1d. What's that, 1d2 or 1d4?
It's 1d something enemies. Right, so.
A lot of them are d2.
So you didn't write powers down there, no?
Well, I have them here.
Okay.
I need to find them, I thought you were finding faster. Okay. 1d4 enemy, nearby enemies in a group versus MD. Psychic damage, if there are less 10 hit points or lower.
Okay.
After the damage is weakened. And it's a cyclic. The escalation die is 1, so it's not even.
No.
Okay, we'll use it next round.
So yeah, lightning.
Okay, lightning, the one that was trying to eat me.
Okay, he's still trying to eat you, yep.
And is fit in front. Is it useful for me to disengage?
Disengage.
You have to roll.
Disengage is only move action, so yes, because it's harmless.
Yeah, I have a power that allows me to disengage.
Yeah, you've got a. She's got a racial power.
Yeah, you got your racial power, which allows you to.
But is it useful to use it or not?
Yes, then yes. Yes. Your face.
Okay, yeah. In that case, I'm using my what's it called? Flowing tide.
Okay.
As better, I move away from it.
Yep, flowing. But she just moves away with pretty natural grace.
I choose to find this.
Okay, 16 versus PD.
Okay, that's a hit.
Excellent.
3d6.
Unfortunately,
the that is only 5.
Really
ninja.
Do
you roll 3d6 and you got 5, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's so great.
Oh, 1 damage from missing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I keep forgetting.
Okay.
Forget damage from miss.
Gruffy, the plate armor. Charging. Balin and Lilwyn.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I may need some healing, sir, myself.
Okay, I'll. Is anyone else hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll crack on with it. First of all, stand firm! Hold the line! Support the Carthaginians on the left! You! Get back! Get behind her! Come on! Okay, so, yeah, it's both you spend a recovery. Don't tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm role-playing. Seriously.
I'm going to take an automatic 7. Which puts me back up to 4.
Okay. Right, so people use their recoveries, yes? Okay.
And then I, in common parlance, twat the one in front of me.
Okay.
I'm trying to force it back to be towards the other, so push the fighting together.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, I'd like to use cleaving blow on them, but they're not next to each other.
No,
so.
Not currently.
So, I don't know. Can I make a background check to try and, push the fight so I can.
Well, sure. Yes, you can try and make one of those.
No, I don't. Because
it'll put a -2 on your attack roll for on the actual attack roll.
For trying to pin them together.
To try and basically
shunt
them together.
Alright, I'll roll the background check. I got a. 13 plus. What's it, intelligence? Or a
similar
strength, because I'm actually trying to shove something around. Yeah, that's much better. 22 on the on pushing them together roll.
You are slowly pushing this thing back. It's significantly bigger and heavier than you are, but you're making ground
towards
holding them together.
Yeah. Okay, and then here's my attack. Plus 1, -2. Minus 2. 18 versus 80.
That's a hit.
Okay. Damage.
Damage this.
3 plus 4, 7.
Seven.
Yep.
Oh, I just added a bunch of damage to the wrong one.
The one that was already most...
Seven. Yeah. You're adding ones being battered. I added all the damage into one of them rather than splitting it, because the other ones have been lightly damaged as well. Okay, so that was... little one.
Right. Discussion die doesn't add to a damage, does it?
No.
Just a hit. Cross.
I'm going to try for tumbling strike again.
Okay. Give me the attack roll.
You have the option here. Oh, no, you didn't hit, so
no,
you haven't hit.
Tumbling strike again is fine. So
yeah.
Go right ahead.
15?
Yep.
Plus.
What's the total?
You 15 plus. Plus, I wrote down the total that you have there, plus 6 versus the armor class. But because it's in the second round, you get plus 1. There's a concept called the escalation dice in the system,
okay.
You add 1 each round.
So 15 plus 7.
Yeah, so 22.
Okay, 22, that's a hit.
The number he wants to know is 22.
I don't care what you're on the dice, I want to know the final result after all these dice.
And you're rolling that, and because it's the first time you've hit somebody who's already stuck in with someone else, you get to add your sneak attack mechanic, which is an extra d6. You get to roll both of those down together. 7, plus the bonus that you have on your thing, which is plus 4, because of your dexterity is plus 4.
Okay, tell me the final number.
So you get a total of
11.
11, that's really good hit. Okay, and then make your tumble check to try and disengage. Tell
me
if you roll
1
more
to roll
away.
D20.
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 Yep. Still checks or is a D20. Wasn't the 1. You roll away easily. So you roll in, shank it, rip a big gouge in its fur, and then roll away. It gives another howl of anger. I think quite a beating, that one. Right, now the manglers. So... it's going to carry on ripping you apart, because this person just stabbed in and then darted away again, so he can't rip her threads, it's you instead. Okay, one of those is a hit, so that's another 10 damage.
Ow.
One claw hit your arm and raked down, the other one hit through, punched through steel and...
one of them missed me, right?
One attack missed.
Okay, parry.
Okay, yep, you're actually... So it goes in and you parry it away, setting up the benefit for setting up the attack next time. Right, the other one's now got you to try and eat.
19, you've got to beat.
Sorry?
19 is armor class, and tell me if it rolls lower than 12.
No, it rolled 2 solid hits, 20 damage.
Ow!
And roll C. Roll very high. These guys are growing.
I'm staggered.
Okay. That's reasonable to know. No need to know that at all. Pethio!
Okay, first of all, I'm going to pop Song of Heroes.
Okay.
I'm staggered, sorry.
Okay. So I get plus 1 to hit this turn.
Yep.
Plus 6.
Does it affect anybody else?
Yes, it affects everyone nearby.
This is a useful thing to tell people.
Sorry, yes. I was hoping people might remember from last time. Okay,
Fight we've had. Come on,
third fight.
The
second fight he's used it.
Okay, while the song is in effect, everyone gets plus 1 to hit.
Okay.
And I have to roll to sustain it every turn. I completely miss.
Okay, so it takes 1 damage, yes?
Yes, take 1 damage. I can't kick anything else off.
Okay.
Sadly.
Escalation die rises to 2. You now have plus 2 to all attack rolls. Aisha?
Not entirely heeding the advice that she was given to stay the hell out, she's going to try and come around the other side with her short sword and stick the mangler. Yep. She's not as good in melee as she is in ranged, but she's run out of things to throw. That's only 11 versus armor class.
No. Iskander.
Lol. Hell.
So I now get plus 8. So 1 from you.
Yeah. And the escalation does.
Oh no, plus 9 even.
Plus whatever you have not
made. Yeah.
Yes, plus 9.
Back. No, he didn't yet notice.
Yeah, Aisha, get the hell back.
Dawn.
26 versus armor class.
That's a hit, yes.
Really?
A palpable hit. And this is all thunder damage as well, isn't it?
Yes. So that's 9 thunder damage.
Okay, there's a clap of thunder as you slam your blade into it. It howls in pain.
But then his battle axe stops shimmering as the thunder wears off.
Unpowered. Okay. Bequafi.
Now I'll try my color spray on both of the monsters.
Yep. Okay, so roll your 1d4 for target. Right, this was the thing we need to check. Yeah. Multi-targeting.
But you roll the 1d4 first of all, because that's what I did when I did Soundburst.
And then...
I rolled a 2!
So it means you can hit both.
Yes, did you roll 2 separate attack rolls?
We never
I
found
did.
It.
That's what I did when I did the attack roll, 2 separate attack rolls.
I think you probably do.
Oh, no, I didn't search definitively for attacks.
General attack rules. Spell attacks. Wasn't really. For each one. Okay, so. So, how many targets did you roll?
2.
Okay, so you hit both of them. Roll to hit each of them, basically.
Okay, so one is the 24 to hit.
On what target?
On the one in front of
you. Mental defense, isn't it?
Yeah. Aha, mental.
Okay, yes, that's a hit.
It's 2d8, yeah? 6 damage.
Okay, roll for both of them.
Yeah, roll for both of them.
Roll on to see which ones, if you hit both of them first. So you hit one, the other one?
And the other one is even better.
Okay.
It's 27.
Then you hit both of them. And then just like us roll damage once and apply it across all. Probably makes sense.
Okay. The fourth head rule worked nicely.
Yep.
Roll to hit,
simple.
Everything, same
7.
Damage.
Okay, so they both take 7 damage. And any other effects?
Either of them has been injured enough to be 10 hit points or less.
One of them is, yeah.
In that case, he's weakened.
He's also weakened. No, I need to remember myself. Weakened, I think it's half.
Half damage.
No, that's one of the most previously challenged.
Ongoing.
They changed.
Well,
I hit
with
ongoing. He saved.
Okay.
He took damage and then saved.
You took ongoing acid damage.
He did.
I have been rolling and taking damage. I haven't passed yet.
Oh, I see. That's the problem. Right, okay. Right, where's the... I know...
We'll give you some more hints.
Yeah, I know exactly where
I still have resolved.
Conditions. Weakened. You take a minus 4 penalty to attacks and to defences.
Really?
That was psychic damage, by the way.
Yes, that's fine. So that's
completely different from the 4th round.
Weakened is kind of awesome.
Balin and Lilwyn.
Okay. Alright, I'll track down the one...
The one you're facing is weakened.
Okay. I'm going to try and force it back towards the other one to get in a good kill streak against
same again.
Okay, first of all, the skill roll is plus... Do I get escalation dice?
No, you don't have escalation.
Okay, 4 plus. But it's strength-based, so I got 21 again.
Okay, this thing's weakened and slowed back. You force it close to the other one. It's now within cleave range.
Okay, and then I'm going to apply a cleaving blow to its face.
Yep.
Okay, so...
You've got plus 3 to attack from escalation dice and song.
And also song...
It's
yes.
weakened, so it has minus 4 to its defences.
And I parried it.
And you parried it for
plus 2.
It Shall I just say I hit it?
No, because you roll the dice.
Yeah, no, I already rolled the dice. Oh, okay. I rolled a 15.
Okay, then that's fine. Yes, you've hit it.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
damage.
I could start calculating, but it was a bigger number than last time.
Yep.
And that's max damage, so...
which is what?
14.
14.
Okay, so that drops the one you're facing.
And does 14 damage to the guy next to it.
Oh, of course, your cleave power, don't you?
And I have the advanced cleaving blow, so
yes,
I max
that.
Damage
okay,
when
so
I drop
it. Slank through one, you cut it down, it reels back in a glubbering noise, and then hits the deck, and spray of blood, as you bury the blade in the other one. The other one, the one you were rolling behind stabbing, has dropped. There's one remaining within your easy range, because the fight's roaring on around you in the other ones. So the other target is engaged with Iskander, the Iron Knight, who is currently trading blows with it.
It's engaged with both of us now.
And you hit it last time, didn't you?
So I did, yeah.
You now have momentum because you hit something last time. It doesn't matter what
you hit. This time, can I
you may
run
now
in
use,
with the shortcut?
You may now use shortcut, which the disadvantage is it pins you are now in melee with it.
But on the other hand, it has bigger
on the
problems
other hand,
right now.
It shanks the shit out of it, even if you miss, which is the big advantage.
Right, so let's go with shanking the shit out.
Okay.
It's a technical term.
Absolutely.
Okay.
10
and you add
plus
3 because of all the bonuses you've got, plus
just go away. You're adding 3 from outside bonuses, and then you add whatever the number is you've got there as well.
So, 18.
Versus
that's total.
Okay, this is what defense. That's a hit. Oh, yeah. So that's stabbing. So it's pretty obvious. Yep, that's a hit. So roll your damage. How much damage is it?
1d8 and
a
d6. Okay. The first time, basically, the first time every round you stab something, you can add your sneak attack dice.
No, I know.
The one plus
six. So tell me total.
Seven
plus your dexterity 4. So
11.
11. Okay.
Yeah, so you got to that.
Yeah.
A solid hit. So you lope in behind it while this roaring beast is hacking and slashing at these two, and then slam the blade in, leaving it howling. And you know it would turn around and flatten you. It's got 4 arms. It has 2 people in front of it, but they're probably still somewhat a concern. So that was Lilwyn. In fact, it's the Mangler. So now we have an interesting choice. We have Iron Knight with a shield or Man with Big Sword.
I'm going with the iron.
Both of which are heavily armoured.
Well, yeah. Yes, exactly. So there's the guy with shield, the guy with the master sword. And it's staggered. So, right, who are either of you staggered at the moment?
Yes, both of us.
Yeah, both of us.
Okay. In that case, it gives this ghastly roar, enfolding the flesh back from this jaw of shark teeth. And they're both staggered. It's going to go for Valen, because he's got less defence, basically. London towards his claws. Okay, 25 versus AC.
No, you miss.
Okay, you take 15 damage, because I'm pretty sure that's a hit. 15 damage. And I haven't mind bloody. Oh, no, BTH. Okay. Grabbing at flesh and blood and ripping, and then shoving what it can in its mouth, and its flesh somewhat begins to knit back together.
Why does everything eat me?
Because you're big
deep.
And you have a big...
Yep.
I'm in a tin can.
Are you down?
I'm down, yeah.
Okay. As it basically... this thing lunges towards him with this shark mouth of it pushing out its face, pins him, takes a bite, rears up as its flesh starting to knit, and the armoured form of Valen just crashes to the floor and stays limp. Right, that was the Mangler's. Pethio.
Right, well... okay, see if I can sustain Song of Heroes. Song of Heroes sustained.
Yep.
Let's try and do some stabby. No.
And
no stabby.
Not even the buff.
No,
nothing.
1 point of damage.
1 point of damage. Okay, so you can
blade
dancing and lick at it a little bit.
Fairly certain it has to be a natural.
Natural 11 plus.
11
it's
plus.
Always natural.
That's why
the strike attack is always natural.
No, I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a total of
that
Mangler.
Down. Sorry, that Mangle done.
Yeah,
Pethy done.
Away.
New round. Escalation die goes up to +3. Is the Song of Heroes still going?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you save versus your burning acid in the tackle off bite?
Save.
Okay, so you
take
5 damage.
Acid.
Are you still up?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Well, I am staggered.
Okay, yep. That was that. So Aisha, she now has a +4 to attack.
A +4 from the escalation die in that thing, and 1 of her own.
Yeah.
20 versus armor class.
That's a hit. Yeah, she hit it eventually.
She's not going back.
Everyone else in spot is like,
back.
this person is shit with a sword, you know, you're all hacking and slashing and rolling, dabbing. She's there going, oh god, I hurt it.
Okay. Four hit points.
Well, that's why she's an NPC minion.
That was some damage. She did a little bit of damage. It didn't really notice, but she did a bit of damage.
In fact, she should have done one last round when she missed.
Right,
or, NPC. Oh, no, yeah, you're right, NPCs don't do auto damage, do they?
And if you gave the flood mechanic AC never going to amount of damage, we'd all be...
Because she's not level. Oh, fuck. 15 versus armor class doesn't hit,
just,
does
just
it?
Just a mess, unfortunately. Okay.
One damage.
Oh, yes, one damage. Yep, okay, that was Skander. Right.
Oh, yes, and one damage for me.
I did right.
Okay, it's the discretion damage is dice is not even, so this time it's going to be lightning hands again.
Yep.
Lightning hands.
Only one enemy now, so
that's forever.
27
versus PG.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
someone's rolling well.
Nine. I was rolling well. I've still got ink in my face, but I didn't miss anything.
Lightning scourge, like unleash this crackling scourge, lightning slam into it again. And what does it do? The nine, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
Ooh, yeah, the Quaffy's on four. Valen and Lilwyn.
Oh,
should I make a death save? Yes, make a death save. Lilwyn, you are currently standing behind this thing, stabbing it, I assume.
13 is good, right?
Yes.
No.
16
plus.
Is good.
It's really good, yes. 13 is I could do
13 is like Lilwyn. Die slowly.
Tell me, what are you doing?
I don't have heals, so I can't save his ass.
No, not at the moment, no. You can try and patch him if once the battle's over.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
You have
that
to
too
make
much
a raw wisdom.
I would suggest another sure cut.
Yeah. Take this thing down.
Kill the fucker, don't worry about
yeah,
me.
Sonic, I fuck it. Kill it.
You've now got a plus four from outside bonuses. So the bonus is wrapping up, and your regular whatever the plus is.
11.
Plus.
Because you're all...
Add the numbers.
Plus the four, plus the five, that's 20.
That's a solid hit. Okay,
rough
and
damage.
D6
and the D8.
Is the pain. Nope. Jeremy roll on the table, so.
That's 11.
Sure.
Plus.
Plus what?
Four. So it's 15.
It's why I wrote it all down on the back of this piece of paper. Turn it over. Don't look at me. Seriously. I wrote it down here. Look. Damage. Shortcut. Damage.
I can't read your writing. It's crap.
Okay, well, at some point you need to write it yourself, don't you?
Plus four.
58 plus four. How can you not read that?
Okay, so it tell me
matter
the total. I don't care about bickering about your writing.
So you're on the level 15 of the dice.
Okay, 15 damage. Excellent. Thank you. That's a really, really hard hit.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets.
Okay, you slam it in. This time it really does notice... the fact that someone's just driving a blade repeatedly into the back.
Basically, we've played with him before, right? When he says it really does notice, it means you're going to die next.
Because this guy's been playing at it and hit it once. It's like, basically, you get the ultra-remus thing of just got being shoved aside. So it turns around, this shark face that's ripped free of its, you know, this underlying gristling tissue ripped free of the flesh, sees you and goes, and tries to, you know, lay into you. Does a 12 hit your armour class?
I would say no.
My armor class is 16.
No, so it doesn't. However, I'm fairly sure a 25 does, so take 10 damage.
Okay.
So you've got a power called roll with it.
Yeah.
Which means you can take half damage.
Yeah. Basically, you have a mechanic called momentum. You've hit it.
It's
you've
once
hit,
a round.
Once a round, but you lose your momentum. So basically,
okay.
I summarised it as once per round because you only take half damage. So take 5 damage.
Okay, yep. What am I rolling?
Nothing.
You don't roll it, you just take damage.
You're just that good. But it comes and lashes out. You reflect it.
Minus 5, that gives me
19.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you're just that good. It slashes at you, and you reflexively pull aside, roll with the blow to take the worst of the impact, and come up standing, looking far less bad than you should be. You've just been hit by a claw that big. Okay, that was the Mangler. Pethio.
Okay, sustain passed.
Okay.
So, plus 4. Get in. Right, Valen, heal.
Okay, so you get your heal up. And how much damage?
Right, the damage all you do is 5. Sorry, 4.
Okay, so since they're staggering from it, bleeding
get up,
massive
bro
gal.
Please tell me you didn't say
bro
get up, bro.
That's how I'm summarising the
pulling
together.
Basically, as it's bleeding copious dark blood from the massive gouges that she's been stabbing in its back, and then you roll up and go, aha! That's just it.
Have a bee!
And it's massive, a ton of flesh just goes splat.
You having continue been... that, I'll be forced to kill you.
I don't think you'll be learning that. okay,
the only fight we're allowed to say, have it be bro.
Around you, the carnage is now dying down. The other four are being pinned and taken down. There is serious bloodshed. The three Dracadepti basically linked out of their hands together and shrouded themselves in some kind of shadow ward. They've been flinging energy at one of these things and battering it back. As you're watching, as you're coming around this... One of the others has been piled on by Carthagians, so then pinned it down with pole arms, and then you see the Dread Slayer with the flail just bashing this thing's skull in. And one of the other ones has been hacking its way through and eventually been brought down by weight of numbers. But as you are finishing up, you see Asura basically running up to the last one, which has been battered, and as it reaches out its arms to embrace her and rip her to pieces, and her hand simply goes through the flesh of it into its neck. Probably the skull, and she clenches and it simply drops dead and then pulls her hand free. It's as if the flesh is just water and dripping with gore and brain, dashes it away as the last one then is. So, quick out of character checking, can I check in how badly injured everybody is? How badly injured are you? Are you staggered still?
Staggered 10 hit points.
Okay. Oh.
Staggered 9 hit points.
You're just lightly scratched, aren't you?
19 out of 28.
She was fully healed.
You took a light. You took a light hit there.
You have to be under half.
I am staggered. I'm on 12.
Okay.
No, I'm not injured.
Okay. So moderate levels of damage. How are people's recoveries? How many recoveries you got left?
Three.
You're probably fine.
Five.
I've got eight.
Yep. Five.
Four.
Okay. The reason I'm checking this is because obviously I'm still getting to grips with encounter level of stuff and things like this. These guys were fairly high damage. Wreckers, essentially, and they're large. Basically, the classifications are normal, large, huge, although actually you can have normal size, large, or, you know, if you know what I mean. It's just the general categories of things.
Yeah.
These were two large
mechanical
guys, basically.
Systems wrong.
So for me, it's a case of checking how well they do against you, how bad they do. If I'm actually outright asking you this after each fight and not guessing, it lets me.
I didn't think as a party we were in any danger. They took me down because I felt like I had all the attacks on me.
Okay.
But. Yeah,
one of them was hitting you only.
Oh, it was only one?
Yeah.
Okay, you just rolled two dice.
And I guess then you rounded the second one and twatted you.
Okay.
That's you cool. Were only taking the set. Yeah, they were each had two attacks.
Ah, okay.
And they had the extra attack, which I chew you for hit points.
Okay. They're nasty. And
big nasty meanies, aren't they?
Okay.
No problem. As an encounter, we had them comfortably, I think.
Okay, cool. That's a useful thing to.
I wouldn't say comfortably if it weren't for the healing that we had
combat. Well, yeah, because we have the healing.
Yes.
You know, without the healing, yes.
I've already rolled for my recharge, I failed.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's not
okay, we'll cover things like recovery and stuff next time.
And for a recharge.
Yes, because cyclic became a recharge, didn't it? So no, it's not. It's not like that. If cyclic, that's not how cyclic
not
works.
Cyclic is cyclic, but
shield is definitely recharge.
Oh, yeah, you can try.
So what do I roll?
Roll a d20.
What's the recharge value for shield?
I don't know.
Well, roll a d20 while Chris is checking out. A lot of things
are running
out
of them
all.
I rolled
16. It's as per the power. There's bounce
of recharge.
You can go as far as
16 plus is the highest recharge.
Well, I think it was 11, yes.
Shield, wherever shield is an 11 plus. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's recharge.
You roll the dice and you use them in a fight, and after the fight,
sometimes they'll come
you
back.
Roll the dice to see if you get them back in.
Okay. So, we'll leave it there with the fight, with that battle going down. Your side have taken quite a lot of casualties because these things are wrecking balls.
Chewy eating faces.
But we'll deal with the aftermath of it all next time, okay?
And so, those chompy...
The chompy things only turned up once and bit and
yes.
Disappeared again. Giggling. You can still hear their giggling there.
Well.
Okay. Thank you very much, listeners, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.